Joe Rogan blasts practice of allowing transgender athletes to compete against women. By Warner Todd Houston on November 7, 2019. On his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, MMA commentator Joe Rogan went on an extended and powerful rant against allowing transgender women, biological males, competing against natural-born women. Rogan welcomed comedian Greg Fitzsimmons to the podcast and the topic of transgender MMA fighters came up. Rogan did not land on the side of the transgender athletes. "You're out of your mind," Rogan said of those who support men who are claiming to be transgender women entering a boxing or MMA ring against natural-born women. Rogan criticized the whole scheme of men claiming to be women competing against natural-born women athletes, not just in the fight game, but in every sector of sports. Rogan insisted that it doesn't make any sense to allow athletes who grew up as men for decades before suddenly deciding they are a woman and then entering sports competition against women. The comedian and MMA commentator pointed out that men claiming to be transgender female athletes are destroying records in female athletics in nearly every category, and it just isn't fair. Rogan added that on transgender athletes, "We are entering into this complete nonsense area. This is progressive thinking, this ideology taken to the extreme." There was an MMA fight where a transgender woman named Fallon Fox got in the ring and destroyed his natural-born female opponent, Rogan told his guest. "I would never advise a female fighter to fight someone that used to be a man. I'd say, ooh, probably gonna have a lot of physical advantages that's not going to show up in a weight class," Rogan said after being asked about Fox. "Just because you're both 135 pounds, there's a big effing difference," he continued. "There's a reason why the woman world champion cyclist is breaking records. Or why deadlift, these women weightlifters who used to be men are breaking records like by giant numbers. I mean giant numbers in powerlifting, and all they have to do is just say they used to be a man and now I'm a woman. This one was fighting, her name's Fallon Fox, and she was fighting as a woman even though she'd been a man for 30 plus years, and in fact even had a kid. And then just transitioned became a woman, didn't tell anybody, said it was a medical issue, it's none of your business. And then beat the FCK out of two women. And like beat them like domestic violence like you watch it, you're like what?" Rogan then noted that he came out at the time and criticized the MMA for allowing Fox to fight natural-born women, and he noted that after his criticism he was never attacked harder in his life on any other issue. Rogan said that it is bad enough when sports allow a man who claims to be a woman to compete against biological women. But in the fight game, it is particularly egregious. "Imagine that's your daughter," Rogan continued. "And your daughter is getting pummeled by someone who used to be a man? Fuck you. It's crazy. Real women are getting effed over." Rogan also pointed out that it is undeniable that trans women present unfair competition for real women. "It's undeniable by the world records that these trans women are winning," Rogan insisted, "they're beating biological women by giant numbers. Trans women are dominating everywhere they are allowed to compete," he said. "More specifically, it is always former men who are dominating as women, too. There is never a case," Rogan says, "where an athlete born a woman but claiming to be a man is beating natural-born men. It's always male, transitioning, to female, never female, transitioning, to male," Rogan exclaimed. "In every single case the biological women are getting fucked over." Rogan also thoroughly blasted parents who allow their little pre-adolescent children to transition to a different sex. "You don't let a five-year-old pick their outfit, why would you let them pick their gender?" he asked. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston.